It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
All right, so we will call, and I'm going to call them as I'm going to be more annoying than they could ever have imagined over at the Dale. And
you're such a giver, John. What a nice guy.
Exactly the same thing. So, our special guest, we got our special guest on the other line. I'm not even exactly sure who's calling in, but welcome to the show. It's Bruce and it's Dale.
And it's Christopher Mad Dog Russo. You know who I am, do you, Dale?
Do you?
I bet you Bruce Jacobs does because he's been copying me for the last few years.
Not only have I been not copying you, you are one of my broadcasting idols.
Of course I am, because I'm good at it. And what happened with you? If you're copying me, you're doing a poor job of it because I'm very good at what I do. For no reason at all, here's the 1967 lineup of the Minnesota Twins. Earl Batty, Hank Esquidero, Russ Nixon, Topless, Rod Carew, Ron Clark, Tommy Killebrew. Beat that. Why am I doing it? Because I can. Because I'm Christopher Russo. I'm the Mad Dog.
So he's one of your, this is one of your idols, Bruce?
He's one of my broadcasts, him and Tony Bruno.
Of course, because we're both very good at it. Look, the one thing you've proven right here, Bruce Jacobs, is that you've got good ears, and that's it.
The other thing I've proven, or I haven't proven, is my career was going very well, and then I got stuck with him, your friend here.
Yeah, well, exactly. When was your career going well? I need to hear this story in 5 minutes. Those 5 minutes you felt good about your career. How high were you? Dale. Here's why this is happening. Dale called yesterday and requested bits. My good friend John Holmberg, very, very good broadcaster, highly, highly sought after. Dale called him. Huge. Yeah. Number one. If there was a position above one, he would have it.
Yeah.
Now, that same friend of yours, John Holmes.
What? He's marvelous. No, don't you start, Jacobs. I know where your house is.
He's the greatest thing. Holmberg is the greatest thing. If you know him,
yes.
Tell him I said hello.
I will. And of course I know him. All the greats hang out. All the greats have lunch together, and then they never cancel.
And then for canceling.
That's right.
Hey, you got to fit into Bruce's schedule, Chris.
Well, please, I don't want to hear it. But you can't call Holmberg and start saying, I need Shaquille O'Neal at 9:30. You're playing your own bits.
Why not?
Because he calls when... No.
Yeah.
He calls when he wants to, because he can't. Now, for no reason
that's
here...
Right. That's right.
Yeah, here's the outfield of the 1967 Minnesota Twins. Tony Oliva, Cesar Tovar, Bob Allison. Top that! Can't be done.
So I... Hey, did your friend Holmberg... Was he one of those guys that got caught up in that latest iHeart bloodbath yesterday?
No. People get... Here, you know this better than anybody, Bruce Jacobs. People get fired when they're not performing. Holmberg's never faced... No, he's never faced that guillotine. That firing squad's never looked at John Holmberg. They look away. In fact, they put the guns over their own throats and think, what are we doing aiming a gun at this talented individual?
So, you're telling me that when Holmberg used to finish fourth on a regular basis behind Howard Stern,
never
Harry Young and Jacobs, when he finished fourth all the time.
Harry Young and Bruce Jacobs? What happened to that partner? Did he kill himself, too?
No.
How many of your partners have you buried? Tell the truth, Bruce Jacobs. God. Are there several? I don't even know the answer to that. If I've hit a nerve, I apologize, but I assume it's probably true.
Hey, Russo, can you tell me how many people have been buried? Because I didn't know about this.
Yeah. By the way, I've been handed a list. This is official from the Elias Sports Bureau. These are famous, famous baseball players named Bruce. Bruce Sutter, that is all. There has been one person named Bruce that broke through and had fame. That's all. The other one became a woman.
No. You forgot Bruce Bochy.
I said successful. He was a manager. He couldn't play baseball. He was facing the wrong way.
You forgot Bruce Beauclair.
Exactly. Everyone forgot Bruce Beauclair. only people named Bruce hanging onto the thread. Here's what I know. Most Bruces turn into women in their 60s. That's a fact. That is a fact. Undeniable. By the way, in 1967, the Minnesota Twins, Sandy Valdespino never got a chance to play, but he shut up. For my money.
Hey, are you on the radio regularly, Russo?
Am I on the regular? I got my own channel. Are you? Let me ask you, Dale. Are you on the radio regularly, or do you just play one on in the little room at Scottsdale?
Oh, my God.
Now, you guys are going to pretend like you got to go a commercial again, and I know the truth.
Hey, we got a hard break.
Hard break. Oddly enough, Dale's old show was called Hard Break because it was sponsored by ED Pills.
Yes, exactly.
It's true. Do you have an ED sponsorship now, or have they given up on you like your penis?
No. Hey, did you see Mike Vrabel's willing to cut his off for a Super Bowl?
I did see that. And I would like to offer on one of my 14 channels the opportunity for Mike Vrabel to perform said surgery. And then we will rename him Bruce, because we all know that that's what happens to all Bruces.
Listen, Mad Dog, it's
no more requests.
It's quite the thrill.
Yes, no more requests. I'll surprise you every time you try to bother my friend Holmberg with your bits. They're his bits. His bits and his bits only.
Love it. Hey, can you tell me exactly where Easter Island is?
Easter Island is in the ocean, dummy. It's an island.
Hey, tell those two other goofballs sitting there with you. Punch them in the face for me.
Will do. I'll throw a big haymaker at Brady and at Eric, both, and even Jeremy, who misses you greatly. He used to love your
shame. Thank you very much, Chris.
All right, have a lovely day, and never request again.
See ya.
Bye. Chris. Goodbye, Bruce. I'll miss you.
Oh. I think that was a good choice.
Yeah, I think Mad Dog is, Mad Dog is a keeper.
It stymies Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce can't talk back to the guy he loves that much. Because everyone will recognize that he's doing an impression of him. Bruce is great. But Mad Dog is who he sounds exactly like. Well, he doesn't have a speech issue. Calling me asking for requests yesterday. Why don't you call tomorrow with Shaquille about 9:30? No.
I'll get right on that, sir.
I'll pop right in. I even told him. I'll call his Russo. Who's that? You'll see.
How could you be on sports radio and not even know Russo?
Chris Russo accidentally happens to your radio station if you're sports. Like, if you have a sports radio station, eventually, hi, it's great, Chris Russo. I'm here. And like, it's just a commercial. Like, why is Chris Russo on our station? Oh, he's on all of them. He does all of them.
That's crazy.
So, there you go. Take that, Dale, and your requests. Knock it off. We were going to have Brady do Shaquille, but screw that. Russo attacking them with the 67 Twins lineup is what they deserve.
Were they any good, the 67 Twins? I don't know.
That's a good
Rob outfield. Carew,
yeah, Rob Carew, Tony Oliva, and they had Harmon Killebrew. I think the Twins were...
Did they win?
They were a series team. I don't know if it was that year.
We need Chris Russo.
Russo would know, but he's not really here. It's all a facade.
That guy is like a crazy historian. Yeah, I saw him one day on High Heat arguing with this other guy, and he was listing off like the catcher from like the 72 Mets and like... Just going on, like, how can you remember all these C-level players? It's crazy.
Yeah, he started to talk a little while ago. Well, the Cubs in the 70s had terrible teams, but we all remember Lynn McLaughlin throwing to Blackwell. Tim Blackwell was the catcher. And I remember Larry Bittner hit a pop fly. I'm like, who are these people? This is Larry Bittner hit one, and Gene Klein was in the on-deck circle. And, of course, with Lynn McLaughlin as your pitcher, you had to get runs. You couldn't have all these guys not hitting.
Maybe he's completely wrong. Nobody's going to check up on that.
No one would ever look. He's just making up names from school.
Imagine the
Kurt Lack was a 1934 third baseman for the Minnesota Twins. Were they a team? I think they were. You're not going to look. Anyway, Kurt Lack, Brian Rendall, Mark Stebbings, Joe Roget. That was the infield for a team you never heard of. They were unbelievable. I'm the only one who knows all their stats. Ask me a question. Hitting, slugging percentage, .435. Unbelievable. They were powerhouse. And, of course, the plane crashed, and the whole lot of them died. No one remembers this but me. So don't question it. Don't look it up. I've had it deleted from the internet.
Imagine going from Mad Dog to the financial tips from Jim Cramer.
It's a little energy. There's some energy there. By the way, Brady, it only works on my TV show, but here's a pause and a pose. For no reason. Take that. I love that guy, and I also hate him with a passion, and I don't understand how he's been so successful, but that's what people like. They like to call a radio station and have someone yell at them.
Do they?
Evidently. It'll get you like national exposure and all sorts of shows.
And then with that accent?
Yeah, we'll go out to, let's see, we're going to Denver here, and the guy's calling me up from Denver. Denver! Go! Hey,
what's going on there, man, dog?
No!
I was calling about the Rockies issue.
We shouldn't even bother with that. Don't even think about it. See you later. Bye. Calling me with the Rockies. I've never been to that mountain range. It's too tall.
He's got a lot of East Coast bias.
He's like an irate old Jerry Lewis when he's...
In my opinion, Brady, the best thing you can do is stop at the Mississippi. The rest of the country doesn't matter as far as sports is concerned.
It's a good point.
I agree. We discovered it yesterday. He's Nick Tortelli. He's just crazy Nick Tortelli. And Tracy Morgan, only with a New York weird white guy thing. Anyway, so Dale, no more requests. That is my call to Dale for the week. I'm starting to enjoy that too much. That may be just for me in the basement as a teenager, crank calling the same guy over and over. It would be like crank calling the neighbor, and the old lady goes, "How about next week? You give Shaquille O'Neal a try." I'm like, "Wait a minute, this is the joke's on you. You can't start requesting. It takes the fun away." I'd call the folks over at iHeartRadio. And crank call them, but they've all been fired. They're all computers now. There's no one
phones.
There. No one's left. It's John, Jay, and Rich and the janitors. That's about it.
Call their house.
Yeah. I could call Rich Barron.
Because they're moving out, I guess.
You okay?
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to do today was drive by with a bunch of crates. Because I don't need them. I have a job. You guys are going to need to clean out your desks, everyone. And by the way, happy birthday to our own Jen Gardner, who came here from Clear Channel. It would have been a much different birthday had she stayed there one more year.
She made it.
Yeah. They fired everyone yesterday. Radio's a tough business. The only person you have to ask that is Bruce Jacobs, who's celebrating his 48th job in 21 years.
I guess we better knock on wood or something.
Nah.
No?
We're good.
We're all right.
Yep. Count on it. I speak for myself only. Brady, you're good. You're fine. You're coming with. The best of you, though, I'm so sure. Maybe what time are you coming? It's like I've been to the dentist. Here's what I sound like eating an apple. That's what I sound like chewing an apple.
Number one.
And you can't fire me for that.
Making love to Megan, do you do that?
Hey, iHeart. You guys couldn't succeed because you were up against this. Me eating an apple. Live on radio. No better than what you were doing.
That's hilarious.
There are people right now listening going, how is that show number one? The guy just eats apples on the radio. And talks like a crazy New Yorker.
It's a good honey crisp.
It's a fine apple. Oh. Your programming was so poor that an idiot down the road eating apples is killing you. I like when other people get fired. I got to be honest, because it wasn't me. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Brady's with you.
He hates that.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Maybe a little.
Is it better than you being fired? Would you sacrifice your job for all those people to have their jobs back?
No.
Ooh, yeah. That's exactly like almost 1,000 people, Brady.
So essentially what I said initially was true. you're happy that it wasn't you.
Yes.
And all those starving kids from iHeart families that won't eat for a few weeks.
Yeah, you could sacrifice.
You sacrifice
I'm also
you.
Happy about that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that's great.
You're a terrible human being, Brady Bogan. Boy, your name's hard to say. Brady Bogan. Buggy Buggy. I'm just going to call you Buggy Buggy. Rubber Baby Buggy Brady.
Your tongue twisters.
Rubber Baby Buggy Brady. Red leather, yellow leather.
How much wood could a
woodchuck chuck? Unique New York. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Wood chuck wood. The answer is unknown. Endless supply of wood and woodchucks. Geico.
Woodchucks.
It won't end, and I apologize to all of you. This is my world, and this will go on all goddamn day. Ugh. 3 days in a row of it, too, by the way, around the house, yelling in the
Trust
car.
Trust me, he's right.
Yeah. Don't say it as it. Brady dealt with it yesterday for a while. We got the entertainment drill coming up in moments. No more requests, Dale.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3.